Can I use that?
Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunabrudi. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC, Camino Placerville, translators K286AN, in Truckee at 105.1 FM, K258 DJ Angels Camp at 99.5 FM, and translator K230CA Woodland 93.9 FM. Phone numbers in the booth 530-265-9555. Remember, discussions in this show should not be construed as investment advice. Consult a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions and do your own research before investing. Investing involves risk. You can lose money, including total loss of principal. I'm an investment advisor representative through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Views expressed today are opinions only, the opinions of myself or any guests I may have on the show. And do not necessarily reflect those of Cambridge's staff, management, or underwriters. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station, broadcast on over 66 stations nationwide. I hold California insurance license OL34249. Okay, let's take a look at the markets real quick. Okay, so as usual, we're at 29,227 on the Dow, 29,227. And these large numbers above us and the large numbers below us, the thousands, are the major resistance and support levels. So we're at 29,227. First time we've been in 29,000 this year for sure. We popped over 29,000, I think, a day or so ago. So the next highest number above us, the major resistance level for technical analysts that believe such things, is 30,000. That's a big one. So that's going to be a major resistance level. It may poke through a few times, may poke through and fall back down. We don't know. The support level below us is 29,000, the large number below us. And, of course, technical analysts believe that there are many minor resistance and support levels through that area. Again, nobody can prognosticate where markets will go at any time, but the technical analysts do concur that the large numbers, 29,000, 30,000, 28,000, 27,000, are major resistance and support levels. So 30,000, that's going to make a lot of news when that happens there. Okay, so we blew through the market coverage today. This is show number 301. And occasionally on Money Matters, we profile businesses, nonprofits, events, politicians, and the like. And today, we have brought in some guests today. And it is a business that has been in business for decades, something that I've been a fan of. So I'd like to welcome first co-host today, Mrs. California 2018, Ms. Carrie Romano-Zoll. Carrie?
Hello, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you for sure. And the founder and entrepreneur extraordinaire, Mr. A.J. Avery of A.J.'s Montana Banana Gourmet Beef Jerky. Thanks for joining us today, A.J.
Thanks for having me. Okay. It's always fun to be on a local station.
All right. Well, you're going more than local today, for sure.
True. Yeah. But what I meant was I've lived in the area since 1985.
Okay. I have been a fan of it. I can't even remember when I found it. I just found a pack and opened it up, and I said, man, this stuff is tough. But it was good. And I was on social media this morning, and basically a lot of people said, oh, I can't eat anything else but AJ's Montana Banana Gourmet Beef Jerky. So you've got a great story today. And so just tell everybody, what is AJ's Gourmet Montana Banana Beef Jerky?
Well, I guess it sounds like you're wanting the story from the beginning.
Not yet. Just tell us about the company, what you make, and things of that sort. And then we're going to get into the story, because the story is amazing.
Well, I've been making the jerky for 43 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not me personally. You know, I don't shoot the cows. I have private assassins on my payroll.
So tell us about, I guess we'll get right into it, AJ's beef jerky company, Gourmet Beef Jerky. Tell us briefly how it all came to be. I mean, it's the company's been around for 45 years.
43 going on.
Okay.
In 1977, I was traveling with this band out of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And we played most of the United States and Canada. Had a booking agent in Missoula. So we swung out of the way a couple hours one day to go pick up some bumper stickers and posters that they had printed up for us. A lot cheaper than San Francisco. So we picked it up and left the booking agent to go to the next gig in Lewiston, Idaho. And two blocks down the street was a little gas pump. This is before all the pay first and garish, you know, neon signs and everything. So we whipped in, filled up the pickup, walked in to pay for it, and it turned out to be a little custom meat shop. And there was about a half a pound of jerky laying on this countertop. And it drove me insane because it was like the absolute best looking beef jerky ever, you know? And like most of us, I'd been a jerky fanatic since I was a kid, and I was 27 at this time. So bought it, came back a week or two later, wanted to buy more, and there was none. And I asked the guy, you know, what's the deal? And he says, well, I'd have to make you my own, your own batch, because I only make a batch every 3 months. And it's all pre-sold except for a handful of leftovers. And he says, I put it on the tray and it's gone in 3 days. So I was just right off the bat, that just blew me away, because it really meant that I was there the first time on one of the 3 days out of 90 that there was any jerky there. I mean, that's like when
fortune of the gods,
you know. Yeah. And as well as we had driven 2 hours out of the way to go by Missoula. My other guys had gone straight from Washington down to Lewiston, and we met them there. So it could have been somebody else in the band. They could have picked another gas station. I mean, you know, so many weird things that could have happened.
Everything happens for a reason, and being at the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. But the key to that, I think we're all in the right place at the right time, many times. But the real key is recognizing it. A lot of people, they see something that they could run with, but they don't see that. They see the thing, but they don't see the running with it thing, you know? And that's what it takes. You have to have a gut feeling about whatever service or product or whatever it is you think you can run, you know.
So you've been an entrepreneur going way back.
Yeah. I mean, I started playing music for myself when I was 20, and then left basically in my late 20s, 30, and had the jerky going already in 77. I was doing both for a while, yeah. You know? And wound up doing some music in the casinos and stuff. But my last gig really was kind of odd. It was my biggest gig ever. 1994, I was one of the bands at Country Fest at Shoreline Amphitheater. But it turned out to be my last gig ever, musically.
What kind of beef jerky are you making currently?
Well, beef jerky is pretty much beef jerky. We call it cowboy candy, you know. We have three basic flavors and three formats, so that gives us 9 products overall. Now, you're eating on the cowboy dry, aren't you?
I am.
Yes.
It's the one I first ate.
Yeah.
Tough as nails.
It's your favorite. It's also, I was fortunate enough to meet Guy Fieri about 3 years ago. He's actually been using all of my jerky on his Guy's Grocery Games for several years. And he told me the story during the break that he found it when he was 10. And that was 1981, and that was the year I started selling the jerky to the Budweiser franchise in Eureka up on the coast. And Guy grew up in, I think it's Fortuna, one of those little towns right around Eureka, and in his parents' restaurant. And that's how we got in the restaurant business, really.
How did you get to make the jerky? I mean, get to making the jerky. There's a guy that made it in
Missoula.
In Missoula.
Yeah.
And then you had it, and then you went back, and then what happened? I understand.
He made it for me for about a year. Mm-hmm. And I'd get a batch, growing batch, every month or 6 weeks. And I would sell it to friends in between tours. And then I started taking it on tour with my own car and selling it to strangers, you know, in Arizona and all kinds of places. But that was how it got started.
And then he was selling it to you, and then and then the news came that he was ill.
Well, the band broke up, and I flew to Montana and told him that I was going to go full time now with the jerky instead of part-time. And he said, well, that's great, but I'm dying of cancer. And he said, but I'll help you get set up and going. He kind of liked me, took me under his wing, you know.
That was circa 1960s?
This is 1977. He'd been there for 30 or 40 years, making jerky, steaks, doing the deer for the hunters, you know, for 30 or 40 years right there in the Missoula area. This is an old-time butcher shop, you know. So when I told him that, and he told me that he was dying, he said, let's do this. He says, I'll help you get set up in Sacramento, because that's my sort of home base, big city-wise. I grew up down the river in Rio Vista. And he said, let's get it going. Give me 1% royalty until I pass, and then give it to my wife. And when she passes, you're free and clear. He said, my kids are grown and gone. They don't need this.
What a gift.
Pardon?
He said, what a gift.
It was an amazing gift, really. A lot of people say when they first hear this, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's beef jerky. What's so special, you know? And the specialness of it is what actually makes some people hate it. It's a real purist jerky, the cowboy dry. It means drier than the normal jerky. Most jerky has teriyaki oil in it to make it soft and sweet and heavy, because the oil weighs and jerky is sold by weight. The cowboy dry has no oil in it, and the water base that's in there evaporates out, and you're left with a tougher chew. Now, if you're a purist, it's heaven on earth, you know. But some people, you know, if they're just a soft chew only person, they can open up a new bag and go, oh, this is old and dry and stale. No, it's made that way on purpose, kind of like a dry wine versus a regular wine, or a dried apricot versus a fresh apricot.
Where can you find it now? What markets?
Actually, we're in probably 15 accounts locally. SPD, Rayleigh's Bel Air, Knob Hill Foods, BevMo. I've been in BevMo for 17 years now.
How many states are you in?
About 20. BevMo has 5 now, They only had California when I started 17 years ago. But now they're in Oregon and Washington and Nevada and Arizona. And I'm in all those stores. There was like 48 when I started, and there's 150 something now. And we're in all of those.
He passed away. You got the recipe, and then you started making it. So, Carrie, he probably had a entrepreneur spirit, and it was probably hard to start the business. Or, I know that you're starting a business, and so, what kind of gyrations did you go through?
I look back, and from the perspective of 43 years, and I can remember thinking, man, this is tough, and then I got married and started having kids and got tougher,
But you still had the drive in you.
But I still had the drive, and I knew that the cowboy drive, the one out of the nine, was so unique and different that it could put me on the map. And in fact, it has. People buy the other stuff, the teriyaki and the hot and the beef sticks and the thin cut. But the cowboy dry, I think, actually outsells my number 2, 3, and 4 combined.
And I'll just tell you from our beef jerky's, I'm eating your sticks, by the way. From a beef jerky's connoisseur's standpoint, the cowboy dry is tough. I mean, it is tough. And I think that's what drew me to it. It's not only got a great taste, but everybody I give it to say, man, that's really tough. And I said, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
But that allows you to keep chewing it.
Right.
And the flavor keeps coming out
right.
and out and out from the marination,
And how long do you marinate this meat?
And when we first started, I think it was like 3 days. The old man used to have these big gondolas up there in Montana, and he'd soak it for 3 days. So we started doing that. But then we found out from scientists and some of the inspectors and whatnot, people in the business, that they now had a machine that would get you the same marination level in like 20 minutes.
Today's technology.
Is that probably a pressure cooker?
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
It's a big, like a cement mixer for your backyard kind of thing looking. And it turns. But it also has these bars in the middle with holes in them. And the brine solution that you put in there, as a base, gets literally sucked through the jerky. And that's how it creates that marination factor in like 20 minutes instead of 3 days, which was really great as we started doing more volume, because you can't have all the stuff laying around forever,
What kind of advice you could give to the new entrepreneurs for today?
I would have kind of an anti-advice if you can understand that.
Don't do this, don't do that.
Well, my experience, and once again, it's just my experience, somebody else could do what I'm going to say and just go totally broke. So you got to make up your own mind. But what I found was that I didn't really know much about that kind of business. The candy tobacco business is what beef jerky is part of. And when I got into it, I found it was filled with a huge number of mafioso wannabes. I mean, unbelievably so. This is back in the 70s. It's probably not as bad now. But you got to go into something and just ignore what everybody says. Find your own path and stick to it and keep hammering.
Were there people that told you this will never work? I imagine there was. Like, what are you doing?
There
You're
were
crazy.
People that literally tried to steal it from me because they knew it would work. I I could tell some real horror stories, but I don't want to name names.
So that just drove you more. That just put fire underneath you to keep driving.
It did. The day Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980 was the day I went back to a great big company in Sacramento area that had been trying to basically rip me off. And I told them, you can stick all this jerky where the sun don't shine, you know, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You did something else, and you changed the pricing and blah, blah, blah. But it was an attempt to have my product not sell so that I would come crawling to them and say, okay, we'll put it under your label, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. But I went and told them to stick it.
You're listening to Money Matters on KVMR FM and community radio stations throughout the U.S., about 65 stations. My name is Mark Cunaberti. I have guest hosts here, Miss California 2018, Miss Carrie Monozal, and the founder of AJ's Gourmet Montana Banana Beef Jerky.
So I see that you have some vinyl and an 8-track, and you got a photo. And for the viewers out there that can't see, this is looking like a 1975 picture of a couple hippies.
It actually is.
I'm really drawn to it. So can
you're right on.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's 1975.
Is that pre beef jerky?
That's yeah. Actually, it was two years before. This was the album cover, and it was in Pacifica. The ocean is in front of us.
Sure.
And the golf course is behind us.
Grew up very close to that. And we are on camera, so, Carrie, you could spin that around there and show it to them. I hope we're still on.
So for the viewers out there, there's four really good-looking guys back in the hippie days. Beautiful cover.
Mm-hmm. And we had a cassette and...
An 8-track.
And an 8-track. Unbroken?
My kit, yeah.
Is the seal unbroken?
I've got 10 or 15 of those. My kids found them in the closet about 15 years ago, and they were going, what's this? And they had no idea.
Mm-hmm. What a story you have.
I feel like I've gone through a lot of stuff. You know, it's almost like three lives, kind of, you know. I had my teenage life, and then, you know, with this band. Then I had the jerky life, and then a family life. And now I'm 69 years old.
69 years
company
young.
The company keeps growing and growing, right? You keep your sales go up every year?
It keeps growing. We're in about 20 states on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of unique marketing, not the traditional marketing. And but I'll leave that there. We don't want to talk about trade secrets, as it were.
Well, I'm a true believer that you go through things for a reason, and it makes you the person that you are today.
It does.
And you're very successful.
Well, in some ways, yes. In a lot of ways, yes. I've got four kids that I've raised, and they're all like 20 to 30 now. And the oldest and her husband have gotten involved in the business, you know, getting in position to take over when I reach room temperature.
How do you get the recipes?
Well,
the original recipe came from the old man.
Right, the original, the Cowboy Dry. That was the old man. That one is technically the only one that's actually mine. As the jerky progressed down the road at my Sacramento manufacturer, they started looking at other flavors and other formats, and over first 20 years or so, we developed all 9 products, and now we've had 9 for about 20 years, 25. I've done the fair here for 22 years, and the brew fest for, I think, about 15. That's the only outside things that I do.
Do you ever come out with a product and doesn't sell and you kill it?
Yeah, actually it killed me. I think it was back in the late 80s, we came out with 4 flavors of kippered beef. Have you heard of that?
Kippered. I'm thinking of fish.
Kippered.
Carrot.
What it really
you know what
means
kippered
is,
beef is?
No.
It's, what's kippered beef?
Kippered beef is like beef jerky, but it's wetter. Jerky is basically a 3-to-1 shrinkage. Kippered beef is about a 2-to-1 shrinkage. And you have to individually vacuum pack the piece that you've got, or else it'll mold in a few days. It's just too wet. You know. So we started with 4 flavors. The teriyaki sold out earlier than the other flavors, but we decided that it wasn't selling enough to warrant doing the packaging over again, you know. So I wound up throwing about $8,000 of packaging into the garbage can. That hurt. That hurt a lot. It would hurt now, let alone 20 years ago, you know. But, you know, you got to suck it up and keep going.
How much more does the cowboy dry, the stuff that I'm eating? And I'll tell the listeners, this is some tough stuff.
How many bags have you gone through since this interview started?
One, half a bag here. And I have the sticks, right? And you brought a whole box. Is that for the station?
A bunch of it is.
Okay, yeah, all right. So we could say if a listener wants to come by the station at across from the Miner's Foundry, we'll give you a bag. So just kind of pop in and tell them Mark said you could stick your head back here and we'll give you a bag. And I'll hand some out to the people here at the radio station. Carrie, you'll take some home for your kids, right?
I will.
Okay. He's going to dig out something here.
Teriyaki and
I only have the cowboy, and I have a pepperoni stick, which is pretty good.
Now here's a third flavor, but it's also a different format.
That's the wetter stuff, right?
Yeah.
How many versions of packaging have you gone through?
Oh, wow.
Great question.
That is a good question. I would say this is probably our 4th printed bag. We had plain bags, and then we'd print labels, and you staple them, you know.
I remember
when
that.
When you get started, you
the
know.
The plain bag with the stapled yellow label. That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the price tags. Yeah, we had big jars with different sized pieces, and they had individual price tags according to the weight. But we had to get rid of that because the tags started snagging and would break, and you'd be left with 5 or 6 pieces in the bottom that had no tags, and the tags were all laying there, so nobody knew which one was which. And so we had to go to the uniform size pieces for the jars and the bars. But then we realized too that the volume is in the bigger bags, as well as it just works better. You don't have to be all labor intensive about making uniform size pieces.
So I'm looking at your bag, and this is a beautiful bag, by the way.
Thank you.
High technology.
I appreciate that.
And I'm looking at the name of this beef jerky. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with this name?
Well, the Montana Bananas, that was pretty easy. I was a singer-songwriter, and I walked in to a place in Montana that had the jerky, and I just instantly thought Montana Banana. Also,
that normally wouldn't come to my mind.
No.
Well, what popped in? Were you looking at something yellow?
I was a singer-songwriter, so you think in terms of rhymes, you know.
Right.
And Montana Banana popped up, and then I realized that the outline of the state of Montana is very familiar to people because it's got 3 squares and then the one jagged edge. It's on a lot of truck flaps, you know, along with, you know, Big Sky Country, blah, blah, blah. But also, it was funny. And it had you can come up with 4 or 5 different meanings for a Montana banana.
For sure. It's definitely a name that you will not forget. The banana joke definitely goes on in my house. So this is something you can't forget, for sure. No,
Woody Allen even said, the word banana is funny all by itself. He's famous for that quote, actually.
So I was wondering, AJ, what's the growth been like every year? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%, 10%? Is it like, were there years where it just exploded and then years where it just kind of...
We haven't grown steadily. We did grow a lot in the early 3 decades. And then it starts changing a bit, you know, because we started marketing it differently to different people in different states. And you just got to go where you think it's going to work, you know. People love beef jerky. The people that love it, love it.
Are you going to be launching any new flavors soon?
I don't have that in my immediate mind because we've been making these three basics, you know. And if you start adding a lot more flavors, unless you've really got the wherewithal to do it, it costs a lot of money to gear up all that packaging. You're better off staying with your chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. People ask once in a while for something else, something new.
Something spicy? Really.
Well, we have a hot one.
He's got a hot one. I've had that hot one. Oh, yeah. What about the little cans for the baseball players, a little shredded?
You know, I thought about that decades ago, and we never did pursue it. You know, it was a little more daunting financially to try it at that time. Now I'm more successful and I've got a few dollars, so I can try something. But I've also got the experience of having a lot of these things fail, you know. So I'm kind of hesitant to try something really, really, really new.
Well, sometimes we just need to go for it. That's a great idea, Mark, and it's a lot healthier.
You're listening to Money Matters on your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuneverti. I'm here with co-host Carrie Monozal and the founder of AJ's Montana Banana Gourmet Beef Jerky. What about exporting it? Are you in any other countries?
No. We've had inquiries at times, but nothing ever worked out, you know, for that.
Do you sell it in Montana?
Yeah.
Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Cowboy country.
We're in about, like I said, 20 states. I have about 15 distributors in North and South Carolina, of all things.
That's a lot.
You know, yeah. It's covering both states pretty well.
How do you pick what state to go into? You got, how many states do we have? 50? I keep thinking of cards. I keep thinking of 52. We have 50 states. So you got 30 more. How do you penetrate that market?
A lot of it is we have some specialized distributors now who we offer a little reward to encourage some people in their business in other states to take it on. And we've gotten a lot of growth from that because people who are in the same business and know somebody, you know, several states away, they respect their experience and knowledge, and so they're willing to give you a try, you know, when their buddy, you know, recommends something. And sometimes people will call in and they'll say, hey, I live in such and such, you know, how am I going to get the jerky up here? And we'll tell them, hey, give my phone number to the local store that you go to. And sometimes that works.
So that just brought up a really good question. So if there are stores listening, how do they get a hold of your products? How do they inquire?
My daughter runs a Facebook page, you know, and it's got all the contact on there.
Is there a website?
Yeah.
You got a website. What's the website?
Just mybrandname.com. AJsMontanaBananas.com.
So AJAYS.
AJAYS, but no apostrophe.
Montana Banana.
Bananas.
Bananas.
.com. Banana single.
I understand you have a monthly giveaway.
My daughter runs that through the Facebook page. I don't do Facebook. I'm sorry.
So Carrie and I were kind of wondering, what kind of challenges did you come up against in the last 45 years? I mean, did you ever want to quit?
No.
Never?
No, not at all.
What kind of walls or hurdles did you hit?
Oh, God. I pounded my head on the walls for about 30 years before one of them fell down, you know. And then, you know, it's like you're not even sure if that happened or not, you know. It's like, did that really happen? Did they really say, you know, I mean, when we started with BevMo, that was 17 years ago. That was like the biggest thing that had happened.
And is that your biggest account today?
Actually, no. Close, but no. But it was, BevMo itself was new back then. It was like 48 stores in California. So they took us on, and they only carried two jerkies at a time. And every 6 months, they look at the sales figures. They kick the loser out and bring in somebody else. And I keep winning. And I've been winning for 17 years, which is pretty awesome, you know.
So do you have, I know Carrie had asked if you have other things in the hopper. When you go into a new facility, distributor goes in or your salesman goes in or whatever, do they normally will carry in the Cowboy Dry because that's the most popular? Mm-hmm. And how much, I think I asked you this, but I don't quite remember the answer. How much more does the Cowboy Dry sell over all the others? Is it like this sells five times more than anything else?
About three or four times.
The rest of the product line?
No, let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. It sells about as much as the number two, three, and four combined.
Really? People like it tough.
Well, not everybody. That's why you have the other stuff, mm-hmm. the softer stuff, you know. But purist, Atkins diet people, when that was a big thing, you know, like 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
They were buying a bunch of it because there's no teriyaki oil in the recipe. And so it's leaner and drier and tougher
pure
to
protein.
Chew.
And, mm-hmm.
and they can get satisfaction without shoving, you know, five times as much product down their gullet.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 1 ounce serving. There's a 14 grams of protein and 3.25 servings. So you've got like 52 grams of protein in this little pack.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot. Carbohydrates is 6 grams of carbohydrates, 7 grams of carbohydrates for the whole pack. So you get 52 grams of protein and 7 grams of carbs.
But the matching teriyaki and hot is 4 ounces instead of 3.25.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all the teriyaki oil in there, so you've got more calories and, you know, stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
But even with that, I tell people, hey, if you can eat a bag of my teriyaki jerky and ward off the cravings for a couple of giant Snickers.
Oh, there you go. You're ahead of the game.
You're
for
ahead
sure.
of the game.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, the sugar is a killer.
You got anybody famous eating it that you know of?
Well, Guy Fieri.
Besides me? Sorry. And Carrie, Miss California, you got two.
Well, Guy Fieri, you know who that is, right?
Yeah.
We talked mm-hmm. about that earlier.
Met your wonderful lot of baseball players. They'd like, love this stuff.
They would.
The Cowboy Dry. Yeah, yeah. They would love it. Give that to the MLB. Senate would send it.
They lost all their tobacco contracts. So.
Yeah, I mean, you could send one to each team. You know, send a box like that to the main office of the team. Just Cowboy Dry, so you're not going to get diluted.
Right.
And say, hand this out to the players. We'll give you free jerky for MLB till it amounts to something. It's called a freemium. You give it away free. It's like the show. I get a lot of carriers. You give it away free, like Car Talk, some of the shows.
Right.
And then when you get enough, you say, hey, big guy, by the way, you love it? Love it. Guess what? You got to pay.
Now you got to pay.
Freemium, right.
This would be great in bigger gyms and for people who lift weights.
Mm-hmm. And hikers, because it's light. I bet a lot of people take it for backpacking as well, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the Cowboy Dry.
The Cowboy Dry, because it is a lot lighter, right?
Well, it's lighter than the 4 or 5 ounce bags.
Right.
And you can drink, you know, the creek water or whatever, you know. You don't have to carry a bunch of water because you're eating hot jerky. It's medium jerky.
So take that a little farther.
Yes, I was going to say, what's the difference?
I mean, you can take less bags because it's mm-hmm. lighter, and you don't have to take any water if you don't want to because you're not eating hot jerky where you got to slam water down.
I would think, though, if I eat some of this, I'd probably want a little water.
Well,
at some
point.
Yeah,
but it's medium pepper, not hot pepper.
Oh, I see what you're saying, versus the hotter stuff.
Right.
I don't know if I can ask that, who the main your main competitor is. I don't know if I can ask that on the air or not.
You know, I don't really even look at them as competitors.
Right.
Because good for you.
Pardon?
I said, good for you.
Yeah, it's about you, not about them.
That's right.
Right. I like that.
You're your own competitor.
I'm trying to sell this around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I care who's the Sacramento distributor or the Reno distributor or whatever? I don't. I mean, I'd like to have distributors mm-hmm. there.
Because you believe you have the best jerky on the planet.
I know I do. But
I like it.
The marketing, you know, is all divided up. I mean, there's so many people in the, mm-hmm. the world, you mm-hmm. know. Everybody gets a little piece of theirs, and I'm good with that. Live and let live.
You're listening to Money Matters on the community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberti. And we have guest hosts in the studio, Ms. Carrie Ronald-Zahl, Carrie, and A.J. Avery, the founder of A.J.'s Montana Banana Gourmet Beef Jerky. So we've got about 3 or 4 more minutes left before we got to start wrapping up. Carrie, did you have something else you wanted to ask? I know that you're an entrepreneur yourself, and A.J.'s been an entrepreneur for
a very long time.
4-something decades.
Before it was even a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't quit.
No.
Ran into some hurdles. Probably a lot of people told you couldn't do it. How's the, since it's a money show, how was the financing the whole time?
Well, the thing that really helped me in the beginning was, number one, my dad would help me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Paid him back. But also, tenacity. You know, you just have to believe in what you're doing, you know, and keep going. I learned in the 20s, while I was playing music around the country, how to live on what we used to call tuna fish and cheddar cheese,
mm-hmm.
which is relatively cheap. And so when I got out of the music and started the jerky, I knew how to live cheaply because I'd been doing it pretty much all my life.
Right.
Since we're wrapping this up, I have one question for you. If you were to pick one word to describe you, what would that word be?
Well, I'd say Tenacious D, but I think that's a rapper. Just Tenacious A, I guess, or Tenacious AJ.
It's been great talking to you today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
One more time, give us your contact information for people. Tell us where they can get it locally, and what states you're in by memory?
Not to wrap it off quickly.
Okay. You know. But locally here in Nevada County, and the show goes everywhere else, but if they're in a city or a state where they can't find it, they can get it on
the website.
Yeah, and they can order it through there.
Through the web, yeah.
Okay, and around here in Nevada County, or some of the chains that you're in.
There's
once more?
Two places that carry all 9 of my bags. And that would be the McKnight Chevron
mm-hmm.
and the Turnabout Chevron
mm-hmm.
next to Reeves.
Sure.
Both of them carry all 9 bags. So mm-hmm. that's the best place to go. You
and
hate
you're
to
in
go
Bev-
into one and you're looking for a certain one of my bags and they carry 6, not all 9, and yours is not there, you know.
And, of course, BevMo. What are the other
BevMo
familiar names?
And Raley's and Bel Air.
Okay. Okay. Is that in every Raley's in Bel Air?
Supposed to be.
Okay. And the website, which is AJ's Montana Banana Bananas.com.
Correct.
You have a phone number listed on your package.
Yes, there's an 800 number there.
800-262-5759.
And if you want to buy less than 13 bags or a smoker's dozen, you can look on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has a site where they sell 2, 3, 4, 5 bags, you know, so you can do that.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to tell our listeners and viewers before you go?
Just maybe a shout out to Paul Emery. Mm-hmm. You know Paul.
Oh, sure, news director.
Local, you know,
yeah,
entrepreneur forever. This is an album that he recorded in 1990.
You going to go upstairs and see him later? He's probably upstairs.
Is he up there?
Yeah, probably.
I see him at the fair and
okay.
Brewfest and different things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was recorded at his place in 1990.
There you go.
When I was turning 40.
Okay. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay. Carrie, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I think I'm good.
All right.
And you'll be better when you start eating more jerky.
I ate a lot of jerky. Carrie was sitting there having a little look at me, spit food out.
I've never seen an interview take place where somebody was just eating beef jerky while they're interviewing.
I had the mic down. That's why I figured I'd let you just ask all the questions so I could eat. Okay. You have been listening to show number 301. And AJ, don't go anywhere yet. You've been listening to show 301, Money Matters, on your community radio station. Remember, discussions in this show should not be construed as individual investment advice. I'm an investment advisor representative through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, registered investment advisor. The views expressed on today's show are my opinions only or the opinions of any guests I may have had on the show. And today I had Carrie Manozal and AJ Avery here, founder of Montana Banana Gourmet Beef Jerky, so that's great. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. And again, AJ Gourmet, Montana Bananas website, AJsMontanaBananas.com, or 1-800-262-5759. Carrie, AJ, thanks for hanging out with us today.
And have a beautiful day.
All right, let's do it.
If we can all get home in the snow.
I know, that's going to be a problem. Carrie's probably stuck here. Yeah. What a day to eat beef jerky, right?
There you go.
All right, God bless. Have a great day, everybody.